This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today, taking care of some personal things. He's asked me to fill in. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for him today live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina here, where it has turned chilly, but it's really nice outside. I love fall weather. Somewhere along here, we changed to winter. Maybe we already have. I don't know. We did the daylight savings time thing, but it feels really great out here. If you'd like to check us out online, our web address is sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Boy, the big, bombshell news, if you will, or bombshell fake news, whatever the case, whatever your perspective is on this. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little while. Today is the allegations against Judge Roy Moore, who's running for the U.S. Senate out of Alabama. And this should come, really, when I heard it, it was sort of no shock that anything like this would come out, because opposition is going to bring these things up. The amazing thing is it's not something that's even in the realm of something that says something about his character now. The allegations come from like four decades ago. That doesn't make them right. I'm not trying to justify anything if there was anything. But the thing is that this is how the other side plays. This is how they do things. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with our guest in the second segment, the allegations against Judge Roy Moore. And we're also going to talk Article 5, the Con-Con, if we get time to do that, hopefully. Anyway, I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, some of the things that are taking place. Just put up today, will the Army pay deserter Bo Bergdahl $300,000 in back pay? Now, you may be wondering, what, didn't he, plead guilty to being a deserter? I mean, the deserters in the past were just shot. I mean, that's how you got justice. That's how we really ought to get justice today. I agree with Donald Trump on that. The death penalty is, look, I realize that we have to be careful. That's a one-time thing. You don't get to take it back. And I think the Bible has laid out for us very specific things, especially where two or three witnesses are concerned or whether somebody confesses and such, where you make sure the person you bring that kind of justice on, you make sure they really did the deed, okay? But this guy has pleaded guilty to that. And now they're not only did he get no jail time, there were numerous members of his unit who were killed. Look, looking for him, there was a master sergeant down in Georgia who was basically incapacitated. I mean, this guy, his wife has to, you know, care for him now due to the injuries he sustained looking for Bo Bergdahl. And Bo Bergdahl gets no prison time. He is being looked at getting $300,000 in back pay. Now, he did get dishonorably discharged, yes. But what does that say? I mean, again, we're at this issue of what it, we continually talk about justice. And Bradley mentioned this issue over Trump and not dealing with Hillary and saying, oh, I can't, I'm so frustrated the DOJ won't, I can't do anything about it. I'm not supposed to be involved in that. And, you know, we pointed out time and time again, our Constitution doesn't mention a Justice Department. It doesn't mention an FBI. It doesn't mention all this other stuff. It mentions the president. He is the chief executive law enforcement officer of these United States. And if he can't do it, if he can't order those investigations, if he can't bring those things about, then nobody can. So he is simply shirking his responsibility in that area. Of course, there are many theories out there that he's sort of, you know, playing these people. I read one this morning. It's very interesting, very hopeful, very optimistic. I don't see a lot to really bank on it with, but I've seen people say, oh, you know, just wait, Trump's playing him like a fiddle. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But I can tell you what he says, and then I see what's not getting done in that situation. And, you know, I have to ask, I wish when our presidents went into office, they got a constitutional class every week to teach them what the Constitution says and what their duties are. They're very simple, in fact, much of which when we start talking around, tossing around health care, and taxes and stuff like that. That's something for Congress. That's not something for the president. So anyway, let me move on. I want to get off that soapbox. On Veterans Day, vets and Americans don't believe U.S. foreign policy makes the U.S. safer. I agree with them. It doesn't. And oftentimes it makes it more dangerous for us because we go put our nose in other people's business. We have no business putting it in. And I believe it was Michael Peruca. Back in 2004, he talked about picking, you know, there's an old proverb, picking the dog up by the ears. It's time to let the dog go because that dog's going to bite your face off. We need to clear up our foreign policy and tend and let our representatives tend to our needs, not everybody else's. Okay. Again, as Bradley says, why are we trying to go correct third world countries, when we won't even bring justice in our own country, among those in political representation? Why won't we do that? Also, SunLibertyMedia.com. If Trump is investigated on Russia, so must Hillary. Well, I agree with that. We also have Senator Al Franken calling on Google, Facebook, and Twitter to censor political speech. I have some questions about that anyway. Haven't they gotten government money, which means that they shouldn't be censoring anybody because they are joined at the hip with government? Maybe we should question whether they should be censoring squat in the first place. Also, SunLibertyMedia.com put this up today. That's the email that came out, and then the Bundys showed up. If you haven't seen the documentation of that, the Bundy trial is set for next week. It was pushed back because apparently testimony came out last week in a pretrial hearing in which there was information that's being held by the government, by the prosecution. And so the judge heard what was there. She said, I'm going to push that back. Now she's ordered all of that information on the cameras, the federal agents, to be given to the defense. Once again, they're caught with their pants down. Hang on with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk with Alex Newman from The New American. We're going to talk Judge Roy Moore and Article 5. Stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join us in on the topic, you had a question or comment you want to throw at us, feel free to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We don't do Chinese buffet, so please stick to the topic. And on the line I have with me, Alex Newman. We had Alex on a couple of weeks ago, had a great show talking about the UN and some things, and it was a real pleasure to have Alex on with us, and so we said, hey, let's do it again. I wanted to have him on for just a time for Article 5, and we talked on the phone about this issue with Roy Moore and said, well, let's tackle that a little bit. That's top news, and he seemed to agree. So on the line with me, I have Alex Newman. He writes at The New American. He is someone who has studied journalism, economics, and political science at the University of Florida. And he is out to spread that knowledge with a new generation as well. So, Alex, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Tim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we were talking before the show, and we were going to, you know, get to the issue of, you know, what's going on with Judge Roy Moore. By the way, I wanted to include one more thing before we get into that. There is a piece that people need to check it out. Just read it for themselves. You know, we celebrated the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation last week. Go read the speech from the Hungarian Prime Minister at sonsoflibertymedia.com where he says, that which serves the glory of God is the best for the people. You're talking about something to light your fire. Take a listen to that, because I think that's sort of the admonition that Judge Roy Moore has, is he's one he wants to point back to the lawgiver, that if we'll honor the lawgiver, then we'll honor man, or we'll take care of the rights of men, and we'll be prosperous. God will bless us, and we'll see good things come out of that. If we don't, then we're going to see the opposite. Would you agree with that?
100%. In fact, I think that's the reason why our increasingly decadent and really deranged political class despises Roy Moore so much. You know, these people, you know, this, whether you're talking about the Supreme Court or much of Congress, they're out there promoting the destruction of marriage. the creation of homosexual marriages, the killing of babies via abortion, any kind of wickedness or perversion you can imagine, our political class has fully embraced it. The deep state and the deep state behind the deep state have been pushing this stuff for a long time, and it's finally coming into view. And Roy Moore is, one of the very, very few people on the national political stage with, access to a megaphone, so to speak, who's saying, no, this is a disgrace to God. It's a disgrace to our Constitution. And we need to hit the brakes here. And so, I'm not surprised at all to see the entire establishment machine, whether we're talking about the Democrats or the propaganda mouthpiece known as the Washington Post. And I have my own stories with the Washington Post printing blatant falsehoods. I mean, things that they know for a fact are false and refusing to retract them. I talked to newspaper editors across the country. They said, the Washington Post is a joke now. They just publish blatantly fake news. And so it's not a surprise to me to see this whole machine gang up on Roy Moore because he's speaking the truth. And, if you read your Bible, it tells you that this is what's going to happen. The world will hate you for pointing out the truth. It's just, it is what it is. And I suspect Roy Moore expected it. But, I can't even imagine how he feels at this moment. I feel terrible for him. So.
Well, I do, too. It's a shame that people will ruin the good character of a man. And we can talk about a lot of these things as far as what's going on. One of the things that we talked about prior to the show, you were pointing out that one of the ladies there were three women who put together this more or less a hit piece on Judge Moore, and one of them was Stephanie McCrumman. Now, she has a history of writing a bad check and a couple of traffic violations, but the question the guys over at Got News asked was, well, if she'll write a bad check, if she'll write a fake check, which is what it was, could she write fake news? And that's obviously true. I mean, I think that we could answer that in the affirmative. But what I'm even more amazed at is the Washington Post puts it as the one woman. They listed three women. Overall, the other three girls seem like this was, just a natural thing of dating or whatever their statements are. So the other three ladies don't seem to jive with the alleged 14-year-old. That's the first thing I noticed in the story. The other girls seem like, well, this is just normal to, and then they started talking about age difference. But as far as their dating, they were saying that was a normal thing. Okay, big deal. But they don't seem to jive with what went on with this 14-year-old girl. And that's where a question to me comes in mind. Okay, to me, there should be some recourse of dealing with those. If the girl is not telling the truth, there should be some legal ramifications for her. But how do we, in your opinion, how do we go about proving or disproving the allegations? I talked with Bradley. He said, well, you'll see the proof, and I tend to agree with him. Roy Moore either drops out or he stays in. And, his statements on Herman Cain, when Herman Cain dropped out, he said when he dropped out, he was telling on himself. Otherwise, you stay in there and you say, this is a lie. It's not true. And he believes he'll stay in, and that will disprove any of these allegations. I mean, he tends to think that's the measure of the conduct of the man, of his character.
Yep. Well, I do hope that that justice is eventually served here. I hope that from what I've heard, there is some consideration of filing a lawsuit against the Washington Post. And if this accuser is not telling the truth, I hope she's also named in the lawsuit. And you're right. The stories don't go well together. They have the four women who they quote in the story. One of them was 18 when she was dating Roy Moore, and then the scandal there was that he allegedly bought her an alcoholic beverage, and the drinking age was 19. The other two girls were also over the age of consent in Alabama when the alleged dating took place, and they described him as a very romantic, a gentlemanly guy, and he never went past a kiss. And then you have this story from the alleged 14-year-old, almost 40 years later, who said that, he allegedly tried to touch her and kissed her and things like that. And it just doesn't make any sense. It smells like incredible fake news, and I've seen rumors going around now on Twitter of some lady saying that she has an audio recording of one of these Washington Post reporters offering money for people who would make these sorts of accusations against Roy Moore. So apparently it was already handed in to the local district attorney. And, if that turns out to be true, I hope that's pursued to the fullest extent of the law. And, if these allegations are false, which I very much suspect that they are, I hope that there's some real trouble here. There needs to be consequences for this stuff. We've seen more and more people now thinking that it's okay to file fake police reports. Just 2 days ago in the news, there was this report about this guy who had graffitied racist stuff all over his car and then filed a police report that he was a victim of a hate crime. And then it turned out it was him who wrote it, and they're not going to press charges for filing a fake police report. I mean, there needs to be consequences for this kind of stuff. Bearing false witness and trying to destroy the character of innocent people needs to have consequences.
No, I completely agree. I wrote on that story, and that's exactly what I said. You can bet your bottom dollar that had there been somebody who actually did that to his car, they would have threw those people under the jail. Their character would have, they would have just went through a character assassination if they never done anything else in their life and been branded a racist and all this other. And yet this guy is getting off with, nothing. They say, he's just he's trying to right the wrong and stand up. And no, I think they were on to him. And a lot of that story just doesn't make sense anyway. He wasn't even a part of the university. Said he was going to leave the university. I mean, that whole story it smelled of fake news too. But you're right. These things don't go together. What is the scandal here? That Roy Moore was a young man. He was single. He looked for a young woman to date. They hugged. They kissed. I mean, okay. What's the scandal there? And then you have thrown in there that 14-year-old, which is it's really odd. Now, you mentioned the establishment going after him, and we mentioned the Washington Post. Let's just get this out in the open. The Washington Post, in my opinion, because they're owned by Jeff Bezos, they're CIA tied. I mean,
they absolutely are. There's no question about it. The guy bought the Washington Post for $200 million, and he's got contracts with the CIA worth many, many times that much. And, we know from the declassified Operation Mockingbird documents that the CIA was in the business of buying journalists. We know that people like William F. Buckley, founder of the National Review, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, worked for the CIA in Mexico. We don't know exactly what he did for them. But, we know that the CIA has been involved in disinformation operations, even assassinations. I mean, one of its most recent chiefs brags that he kills people based on metadata. The most recent
Alex,
one. Go ahead.
Alex, hang on. What if I get the break here? On the other side of the break, we'll pick that up. We'll talk CIA, the Post, and the Judge Roy Moore story. Stay with us.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
because they're going to know how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to jump online with us, I've got Alex Newman from the New American online with us. The number is 1-866-582-9933. We're talking Judge Roy Moore. We're talking about these allegations against him. And one of the things that was that we talked about in the second segment there was those who bear false witness should be punished. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. We're told in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verses 15 and beyond, that if a malicious witness rises up against a man to accuse him of wrongdoing, then both the men who have the dispute shall stand before the Lord, before the priest and the judge, who will be in office in those days. The judges shall investigate thoroughly, and if the witness is a false witness and he has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him just as he had intended to do to his brother. Thus you shall purge the evil from among you. In other words, he's to get a just punishment if he's bearing witness that his brother committed, you know, murder and there's a death penalty for it. Guess what he gets for it? The death penalty. If there's something of stealing, there's a repayment. All of these kinds of things. And so, yes, there has to be justice, and that is sadly missing in our society today. Okay. On the line with me is Alex Newman from the New American. Alex, you were in the middle of a thought about the Washington Post and Bezos owning that and having millions of dollars in CIA contracts. You want to finish that thought?
Sure. Well, thanks very much, Tim. And, you know, the Washington Post, I think, is among the slimiest. You're absolutely right. It's got major connections to the CIA. And I actually wrote about this some time ago. They refused to disclose this. You know, any legitimate media organization, if there was even the appearance of a conflict of interest, like, hey, the guy who owns us has contracts with the CIA worth way more than the price he paid for this newspaper, so you should know that when you're reading this story, you know, if it's about the CIA or something related to the CIA, you would think they would disclose it, and legitimate news organizations do. but the Washington Post does not. And, I just had a kind of my own little personal crusade against the Washington Post because they published something that was blatantly false. If you don't mind, Tim, I'll take a couple minutes and just describe what happened. It was an interesting story. They published an opinion column by a guy called Mark Thiessen, who he's a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And it was about, I don't even remember what it was about, but in there he talked about the John Birch Society and he described it as anti-Semitic. And so, I sent the Post information. There was an official investigation proving that was not true. The John Birch Society has had Jewish leaders literally from the day it was founded. One of the founding members of the National Council was Alfred Kohlberg, a Jewish man. And there's been Jews on the council ever since. Jews are very, very welcome in the society. The society has never said one word that could even be interpreted as anti-Semitic unless you're just crazy. Even the official investigation that was done at the society's request by the state of California said not only is the society not anti-Semitic, but they expel anti-Semites. And, they work against anti-Semitism, and they have Jews leading a lot of their committees and operations. So it was completely false. But rather than retract it, they just added in some little weasel words into the column. They said, it was widely perceived at the time to be anti-Semitic. And, of course, that's like the paper calling somebody a thief. And then when they find out that the guy who they accused of being a thief was actually trying to stop the thief, then they say, instead of, oh, we're very sorry, we made a mistake, they say, well, he was widely perceived as being a thief. Right? I mean, it's the opposite of what a legitimate news organization would do. And so this column was picked up by newspapers all across the country, and it was an incredible experience because every newspaper I contacted was incredibly apologetic. They said, oh, my goodness, we don't know how this could have happened, how embarrassing. Can we let you run a column to rebut these charges? We'll be happy to publish your letter to the editor. Some of them ran major corrections. Some of them just took the whole column down, filed complaints with the Washington Post. Every single newspaper, without exception, did the right thing, except the Washington Post. And, all these newspapers are run by liberals who, don't have any love for the John Birch Society, but at least they had the intellectual honesty and the integrity to recognize that a false statement had been made and to retract it. But the Washington Post knew they made a false statement, and instead of doing the right thing, they doubled down. So they got exposed all over the country for being purveyors of lies and fake news, and I suspect the same thing is going on with Roy Moore here. They have no ethical standards. I mean, these people will lie and cheat and steal. And, the Bible is pretty clear on these types of people. And, it's a travesty that a good man is having his reputation harmed. But I think in the end, the truth will come out and I think justice will be served.
Well, sure. I think that as well. And, we faced our own thing with that at Sons of Liberty Media. Just a couple of days ago, I was pointing to Bradley over. I do some work on a couple of sites, so the Washington Standard and Freedom Outpost. And, Freedom Outpost was the first to get it. We got in line with the loony professor that got her stuff, published by Harvard about fake news. And, if you had a commentary and you asked questions that might have seemed like you were asking, is there a conspiracy here or something like that, somehow that gets labeled fake news and that got pushed out. It's really harmed our reputation as well. But Sons of Liberty got this media bias fact check out of Greensboro, North Carolina, and I wrote on them because they had written about Freedom Outpost. Well, then they went to my other sites, including Sons of Liberty Media, and Sons of Liberty Media was just a couple of days ago. They wrote this horrific piece and talked about Bradley being labeled, a hate organization by the SPLC, as though we're surprised at that. Just a lot of things where these people think they can just write whatever they want. They can say all kinds of things about it. They even talked about my page, where they said, they linked to pages that just want you to follow their Twitter or Facebook, and they had things, and I click on them. I'm like, it's a story, and at the bottom it says do that, but, what you guys deal. So I don't know what they were referencing, but they doubled down, too. I would call them and say, you need to retract this because these things are not true, and here's the story I've written. What did they do? They just wrote more stuff. Accusations and and the sad thing is they're quoted by outlets like Newsbusters, Breitbart, as though they're legitimate when they will uphold people like CNN or The Post as left-leaning but not fake news. And we know CNN is fake news. I mean, they just completely fabricate.
Donald Trump, I think, recently upgraded them to very fake news. Yeah, you know, it's
very
correct.
Fake. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, so Roy Moore, again, you know, he's come out and he made no bones about it. He didn't give any equivocations on it. He didn't give any kind of language which could be construed to say, well, he's trying to. He said these allegations are just simply false. They're lies. There's no truth to them. If you don't do that, you don't find a politician doing that. You see them kind of giving these little weasel words around what they're doing. Anyway, he came out and did that. So I assume over the next couple of days, we're going to see either this thing is going to gain steam or it's going to go away. Like you were saying, there were some things filed in the Attorney General's office there in Alabama. So hopefully we'll see some things come out of that as well. Do you have anything else you want to add on the Roy Moore story?
You know, I'll just say, you know, I've talked to Roy Moore before. I know many people who know him. I actually interviewed him for a story when he was battling Luther Strange. And he just strikes me as a man of God, as a man of principle. You know, and he really has put himself on the line. He has suffered real persecution for doing what's right. You know, he's been twice removed from his post on the Alabama Supreme Court as Chief Justice for doing the right thing, for refusing illegal orders to take down the Ten Commandments, and for refusing illegal Supreme Court decrees purporting to create some, you know, right to homosexual marriage, quote unquote, as if such a thing could even exist. So, you know, he is a man of character and he is a man of integrity. And so I'm fully convinced that that these claims are lies. And, you know, I really hope that, you know, that the truth will come out. And, you know, they tried this with Donald Trump, too. And, you know, for Donald Trump, it was actually true. They had an audio recording. You know, it was pretty nasty. And he still won. So I think that's a testament to how much credibility the media has lost. I don't think people really take them seriously anymore. I think most normal people's reaction to this Washington Post story was that's probably not true. And so, you know, the more they do this, I think the more they dig themselves into a hole. So, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, may my enemies fall into the snares that they've laid for me. Well, I hope and I pray that that's what happens in this case.
Sure. I do too. I do too. All right. Let's get on to our second topic. Article 5. Now, some of that has gone in the background, I guess, since Donald Trump has come into office. We don't hear a lot of that talk. I know with the New American, you guys have your ear on the ground and you hear it all the time. And, but yet there are some things that are going on. I got information a couple of weeks ago. They're basically shooting Article 5, petitions down in Oregon. And let's get to the gist of what goes on. Is it or is it not a fact that the people pushing for an Article 5, at least those who would be perceived to be on our side, I think there are some people who know exactly what they're doing with it and what they're trying to push for, and I think there are other people who think we're trying everything we can to correct it. This is a way to correct that. I'm not looking for a bad motive in most people that I talk to about Article 5, because most of them are sort of ignorant as to what is entailed and what our history has been with amendments. But would you say, in your experience, in your talk with people, that when they talk about an Article 5 convention, one, they don't believe that they're opening up the entire Constitution as a constitutional convention, and two, they believe that Article 5 is a way to deal with tyranny. Would you say that's an accurate assessment?
Absolutely. In fact, I think you summarized everything just perfectly as I would have done it. And I think you're right. The overwhelming majority of the people who have gotten involved in this cause, you know, are well-meaning. They've been duped, in my opinion, into believing that this is a legitimate solution to a non-problem. Because, I mean, if you're talking about amending the Constitution, you're starting from the assumption that there is something wrong with the Constitution. In fact, you know, all of the problems that these people point to, you know, the leaders of the Convention of States movement and the Article 5 movement, are legitimate grievances, but the Constitution is not the cause of them.
Okay, Alex, we're up against the break. We'll finish that on the other side.
Perfect.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Quick, 1-866-582-9933. On the line we have Alex Newman from the New American. We're talking Article 5 Convention. And before the break, we were talking about how, you know, well-meaning people think that Article 5 is a good way to deal with the tyranny in our land, where the establishment's doing whatever it wants, bypassing the Constitution, ignoring it, ripping it up, trampling on it, however they want to do. When the reality is, they're just writing more words. And as my friend Matt Trujillo has said, they're thinking they're doing something when they're really doing nothing. They're hiding behind a skirt of another piece of paper that will be trampled upon. And so, Alex, let me ask you about two things, two of the most popular things that come up when talking about an Article 5, balanced budget amendment and the term limits issue. And what are your thoughts on those things? And can you tell people why a Article 5 will not, Even if you were to just pass those things, why it's not productive in doing anything?
Sure. Well, I'd be very happy to. So the first concern is that if we have a constitutional convention, there is a very real prospect that it could run away and do essentially anything it wants up to, and including rewriting the Constitution and changing the mode of ratification. But if we were to assume a best case scenario, and it, you know, I think it's very unlikely, but if we were to assume that, you know, nothing bad is going to happen and all we get is, say, a balanced budget amendment, well, let's look at that. Okay. First of all, we know that they don't obey the Constitution, period, right? I mean, they act like the Constitution doesn't even exist. They do basically anything they want. And so why would they obey those words? Second of all, you know, there's loopholes in this balanced budget amendment big enough to drive a freight train through. For example, if there's a national emergency, we can ignore the provisions of the balanced budget amendment. Well, at last count, I think there was about 32 national emergencies currently in effect declared by the president. And, you know, some of them are just outrageous things like, oh, there's a, an economic crisis in Burundi, so we're going to declare a national emergency for the United States. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, just for some perspective, there's dozens of national emergencies in effect right now. So even
opioid. Opioid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, they could just make up one tomorrow if they wanted to borrow more money. And third of all, even if they were to obey that provision, and even if there wasn't a national emergency in place, of which there are dozens, all it would result in is massive tax hikes, right? I mean, the real problem is the spending. They need to slash the spending. And what makes anybody think that they're going to slash the spending as a result of a balanced budget amendment? Instead, they'll just raise taxes if they were to obey it. And, you know, we know that politicians for generations now have not taken seriously their oath of office. And then to address the term limits one, you know, it's another one of these solutions that sounds so attractive at first glance. Well, we'll get rid of the career politician. Well, you know, the politicians by themselves are not the problem. You know, who put those politicians there? They didn't elect themselves, right? We elected them. And so taking away our ability to, choose a particular politician who's already been in office one time, you know, all that's going to do is prevent people like Ron Paul from getting involved and serving long careers exposing these people. So the problem here is the electorate. If we want to fix these problems, we need to go back to having an educated and a virtuous electorate. And until we get those two things, America is going to continue its decline, and no change to the Constitution is going to stop that.
Well, yeah, and those are some things I pointed out. The balanced budget amendment also allows, not just for in that instance, but you know, if you get half the states, 26 of the states, to vote that they want more debt, and they've already built in a certain percentage of debt that they can go ahead and incur even if they have a balanced budget. And if the states want to increase that debt, all they got to do is vote within a certain amount of days. And I've been told by people, oh, they'll never do that. And I said, the states are like, you know, the junkie on the street. I said, that money coming to them, they'll bend over backwards. They give up their rights. They allow the federal government to just rule over them like a tyrannical beast for that federal money. I said they will do whatever they have to do to get that money, because if they don't, the people locally are going to get on them, not the guys in D.C. And you're right. And on the term limits issue, it sounds good. People say, well, we have it on the president. Yeah, you do. And a president maybe is a little bit different because everybody in all the states get to vote for him. But in the locale, representatives going to Congress, those in the Senate, come from the state itself. And the same people that put that guy in office is just going to put another one just like him in the same office. So it really doesn't help people. It makes them feel better that they did something. But again, as Matt Truillo said, they've really done nothing.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the real big risk here, and I think it's important to emphasize this, and this is one of the reasons why I've been so active in trying to fight in Article 5, it's not because I suspect, you know, the motivations of most of the other people on the other side are not good. In fact, I suspect some of the leaders have ill intentions. Mark Meckler, heard him just blatantly lie to the legislators in California. So, you know, immediately I knew that he's not a trustworthy guy. But the real danger is that we could lose our Constitution, and we have a precedent for this, right? In 1787, the states had a constitutional convention, and they told their delegates, hey, make a few amendments, improve the Articles of Confederation a little bit, and then if they're good amendments, every state in this union has to ratify them. And what they did, you know, they got together, they immediately disregarded their instructions, they threw out the Articles of Confederation, and, you know, fortunately, we got really lucky. They came up with a great constitution because these were very well-educated, Christian men. Unfortunately, they're in short supply today. But so we ended up with a good constitution. But they even changed the mode of ratification. Instead of being unanimous, they said, well, once three-fourths of the states ratify it, we'll consider it in place. So why would anybody think that that would not happen in this political environment? And if Congress is dominated by, people who don't obey the Constitution, people who don't appreciate liberty, people who hate Christians, And if our state governments are dominated by people like that, what makes anyone think that what comes out of a new constitutional convention is going to be any better? I mean, you know, it's just absolute craziness. So in a best-case scenario, we accomplish nothing and we risk everything. In a worst-case scenario, we lose our Constitution. And the Constitution is the one bright spot on the horizon here, at least politically speaking, in that, you know, most of this crazy stuff the federal government's doing is illegal because it's not authorized by the Constitution. If we change the Constitution and legitimize all this, you know, trying to restore freedom at that point is going to be, virtually impossible, I think, without divine intervention.
No, I tend to agree with you. We don't want to legalize what is already illegal. And the balanced budget amendment does that. I mean, it doesn't deal with the issue of limiting to constitutional spending. It just says, as long as you've got money to spend, you can spend it. Just keep spending it. And I dealt with Nick Geranius over this from the Goldwater Institute. And he didn't, we had back and forth, and he was saying, oh, you don't understand, this is the state. And I said, but this is an entirely different thing when you're dealing with a government that prints its own money and does what it wants and engages in foreign wars that are unconstitutional. And they got to fund those, and they've got unconstitutional welfare and entitlement programs. I said, you're dealing with an entirely different animal at that point, and that's just not a solution, but you're exactly right. Our people, I think, need to be educated on the Constitution. That's one of the things that Bradley's tried to do. That's one of the things that the guy who used to be with Bradley, Jake McCauley's doing down there with Michael Peruca at the American View. And I know that you guys tried to do there at the John Birch Society. In fact, you guys, we only have about 2 minutes, but I know that John Birch Society got, tied with George Soros, that Soros was trying to stop the Article 5, and we know he's throwing money into everything, stopping it, starting it. He's behind all of this stuff. But the guys that he's promoted have actually written an entirely new constitution. Look, there's about a minute or so. You want to give your thoughts on that?
Sure, and you're absolutely right. Several groups that Soros has been funding have actually been promoting an Article 5 con. The Nation, the magazine that Congress figured out was promoting communist objectives back during that era, has recently come out and said, hey, yeah, the Constitution's old. Let's write a new one, and we'll get all kinds of progressive stuff in there. So the states do have a role to play in the solution. We can nullify unconstitutional acts. That's what Jefferson and Madison said was the rightful remedy. They refused to cooperate with illegal decrees from the federal level. But don't put our Constitution at risk. So I encourage people, go to the New American Magazine, thenewamerican.com, and check out some of the information we've put out. I think people really need to understand this, because in the years ahead, I think our Constitution is going to be at risk if we let this happen.
I do, too. And we have to be an educated population, because if we're ignorant, we can't expect to remain ignorant and also remain free. I mean, it's our responsibility to know these things. And as you were saying before, those who wrote the Constitution were educated men. They knew what was going on. They had been through and lived under tyranny, and they knew what it was to break away from that. Alex, I want to thank you for joining me. It's been a great show. We'll have you back on, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your great show. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. All right, that's Alex Newman from The New American. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty. And let's see what happens with Roy Moore. Let's see what happens with the Washington Post and the fake news coming out. And in 23 hours, Bradley will be back with you for 2 hours on Saturday. Until then, see ya.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.